So please check out the repository of hackathons, PR con hackathons. They are the instructions and descriptions of our hackathons. So our hackathons, they have no big time frame, but the thing is, we want to have an incentive to be together and work on the same thing, which is something we don't really have all over the year. We are used up with our daily life, with our work, and don't really work together and stuff. We have to meet at certain places for doing that. And this is what the hackathons are about. The idea, ideas are always prepared, it cannot be destroyed. So we have a scoring system. This is for the whole BRCon, because last year we had like an ad competition, and depending on the competition you had scores, but I want to extend this a bit and make it more interesting, like a game. So you can always see the scores and what this the BRCon score. It's like calm, but the only one who is able to change it is me, 28. I'm the only one who has the permissions to Anna. So these are the scoring system. When you send in a patch, you get 1 point. When the patch gets accepted, you get 5 points. Per line you add, you get 0.01 point, and per line you delete, 0.02 points. And when you send in useless patches, just for manipulating the ladder, you will get -65,535 points. So this will take a huge time until you have this minus points back into positive. Here are the prizes. First we have Unique Pipe Card Game, which is a nice card game for playing against other nerds, plus the Process Substitution expansion. We played it at Forstem. It was ours. We played. This was really nice. You use like Unix commands, put them together using cards to have the right output from text. You ask us that, what if I send a useless patch that runs 2 billion evil pinky lines? He wants to rig the system. Evil Bob, the lines won't be counted when it's a useless patch. And the second part is the Google Kraken holding a Google coupon. This is also on position 5. Position 3, there's Programming Time ASM card games. This is a card game where you play opcodes to manipulate a stack. You have like a stack on a card and then manipulate to get to a certain point. Then there's the C Pointer card game. This is really, really nice, because you have like pointers and different description of pointers, and then you try to find another card, what's the result from using the pointers. I like it. Aethers will like it too. And then there's a Machine Code for Kids card game. That's a bit like the ASM card game, but there you have pure opcodes of CPUs and manipulate like IP, the SP, all the stuff. As you can see, 5 and 2 are the same. This is because this is no normal ranking. You are the hackers. You have to change your scoring because you know the scoring system to which price you want to have. So in case you're on position 3 but you want the Google Kraken instead, you have to calculate how much points you need getting to the position 2, or how much you need want to lose to get to position 5, or maybe people on position 4 a hint to go to upper position. That's up to you. This creates new ways of getting through the game. I'll give you enough ideas how you get through it. Let's see what ideas people come up with. So we have planned hackathons. This is just ordered according to the alphabet. So first we have Anna. This is a simple one. First one, the help command of Anna is a bit old. It's not changed much. It would be a simple patch to redo all the commands you can add to Anna. Or maybe we make something which is more flexible, where a new command automatically is shown. Then make Anna being easily portable to new installations. And now currently it's mostly bound to Bitrange. But there's some ways now how you can config our paths, make them relative, but not everything is so easy to just check out Anna and run her somewhere. This is the goal, the second goal. Then there's the geology hackathon, but only with physical attendance. IDC is bringing his hacking tools. He's a geology professor, and we will be at some mines to hack around. Very nice. Then there's Jimity. We will use the new HTTP compatibility feature for WebRTC over Gopher. Yes, we can do all the backwards compatibility to the web over Gopher now. Then ready universal router script. That's like all this web routing stuff on the web. Like you have some registration of slash something, which should output something. This is what should be done for GMIDI. Athas is asking, does Anna store URLs that have been posted in the channel? No, Anna doesn't have this feature. It would be nice if you sent in the patch that have been posted in the channel. Very good. Please send it in. Please send it in. It's easy to do. Then we have Gopher Purse. This is what we are going to do tomorrow. We're going to do tomorrow with many people. So we are going through the archives. You just find a URI. Of course, if you send it to me, you don't get any points for it because you have to do the whole patching for the lawn. So there's a way how you can easily get points. And imagine that every entry to the lawn is like at least five lines. So you can also already calculate points for letter manipulations. Then we have IRC. We want to make an idle RPG. I wrote it wrong. On Bitwise Idle. In the description MD, you find many source codes of different idle RPG implementations. Already created the Bitwise Idle channel on the irc.bitwise.org. Then we have one I found 2 days ago. There's someone who modified Frotz, the emulator for old Line games, Line text games, to be usable over IRC. We could easily do that in Anna, which would be really fun. Then we have memes. With memes, like 5 months ago, during holiday, I implemented some meme tools where we add features like having a zip file full of memes with their description, which can be easily imported into meme cache or exported. That's what we should do in the hackathon. You will see the meme tools and how they could be extended. There's also a format proposed for the zip files. Then randomness, this is a big one. At home here, I have a server which has a Geiger counter, some antennas, and other random sources which I want to upload to Bitwise, which should be represented in a certain format because there is an online format for representing or making proof or making randomness online available, which can be checked that it didn't change over time. Then you will see it when you open the hackathon, how it works. And there's also a library which uses this as entry, so we could easily hack this one to you. It's part of lib of the PRNG tools to import randomness from bitwise.org. Then the S3 Atom. As said, we will write our Atom feed generator, which is a common thing you require for being free on the internet, because many websites forget that Atom exists, but we take us the freedom with tools to create our own Atom feeds for our S3 addiction. So here are already some expert stuff on IRC. Ether says he wrote II-based IRC bots, and ADC is commenting he wrote PHP IRC bots. So I hope this isn't any proposal to add PHP to Anna. Of course, if it works, we will do it, but okay. let's see what patches I got from the market. So then, this one is what we will do now. The Gopher Times. We want to make the OPA server work. As you can see, it's not a big work. If you just do it, you can do it in not many minutes. This is like an intro hackathon, but it will help much. What's at Vitrée in France, we redid the make files because the whole to go for times was like big trough input, and it was complex. And only Joshua knew the macros, so no one contributed. It was too much time to redo all the articles and reformat. So we proposed a simple format, which is different formats like TXT or Markdown, and they're easily converted to ASCII on PDF. But there's still some layouting missing. All ideas are welcome, but the whole makefile stuff already works. Let's see if we can do it and make it better. Of course, this doesn't mean we have to do it today. When someone is interested, just sticking some blood today and tomorrow has the big idea, he can easily contribute. It's just like a week project. So contribution, please go to the IRC channels, there you send patch, and please contribute. Thank you very much. So this is when the hackathon starts. So these people go back to the first one, then check out the BRCon hackathons, and now we go on the IRC channels and get productive. Of course, this is open-ended. There's no ending for this, and I will go back to auto DJing, but first we play the Sook Meat song.
Hey everyone, we are live from my backyard where I am smoking these meat like a brisket. I'm making meats now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meat? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, give me the sock. Say my name, baby. Give me the sock. Give me the sock. Sock. Smoking meats. Hello to you. Thanks for hanging out with me in my backyard while I'm smoking these meats too. The thing about smoking meat is it takes a long time sitting around with my Wi-Fi. I like racing. Grilling meats, racing cars are two of the most fun things that you can do. Manual transmission, I enjoy that. Do I hunt? Yeah, smoking
meat.
Mr. Zuckerberg.
Zuck. Oh no, it seems I was daydreaming again.
I just want to make clear that you have had subpoenas. Is that correct?
Mr. Zuckerberg, what is Facebook doing to prevent foreign actors from interfering in U.S. elections?
We are smoking these meats, meat like a brisket. I'm making meats now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meats? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Give me the sock, give me the sock. Z-U-C-C sock. Say my name, baby. Give me the sock, give me the sock. Z-U-C-C sock. Smoking meat, you smoke lemon chicken, smoke salmon, you'll love it. Bison sirloin, ribs and sausage. We got some more of pork ribs. We got a brisket.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to miss it. We have just applied the sweet baby rays. I want my baby back ribs. You know, it's a weekend, man. Break out the purple shirt. I wear the gray shirt to work. While I was smoking meats earlier in the day, I started a triathlon. Swam about a mile. It's a long way. Biked about 20 miles. And then I had to deal with something. So I had to abort.
Señor Zuckerberg. Señor Zuckerberg.
Mr. Zuckerberg.
Oh no. Once again, thoughts of smoked meats have caused me to drift into a land of imagination.
In fact, a genius who created a digital monster that is destroying our democracies and our societies.
Oh no.
That's a question that you have to put yourself for yourself. And you have to ask yourself how you will be remembered.
For smoking these meats, meat like a brisket. I'm making meats now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meats? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, smoking these meats, meat like a brisket. I'm making meats now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meats? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Give me the sock, give me the sock. Z-U-C-C sock. Say my name, baby. Give me the sock. Give me the sock. Z-U-C-C Zuck. Smoking meats, baby, give me the Zuck. Give me the Zuck. Zuck. Say my name, baby, give me the Zuck. Give me the Zuck. Zuck. Smoking meats, baby.